going to study some Svatemet on Bullock from Shnas Tov Reish Samach. And the messengers of Moab and Midian come to Balak. They say, please, please, come with us. Come to Bilam and tell this over and say, please, you have to put the hex on these people so that we could smite them, so we can beat them, otherwise we won't be able to defeat them. We need you to curse the Jewish people. Well, Balak wants this very much. Bilam wants it perhaps even more. But Bilam immediately understands and wants to say to the people who are coming to him, you know, I have my relationship with the Almighty, I'll ask him. So he said to them, Linu fo halayla vashivaisi askam davar, I'll let you know in the morning. Whatever, kasha yidaver Hashem elok, that's whatever God says to me. You know, of course he's going to talk, he'll tell me. Very pretentiously, Bilam says. He wants me to do in the Am Yisrael and put a curse on them. Don't go with them. Number one, don't come. You're not going to curse the people. Number three, keep baruch, because they are blessed. So the Medrash is brought here in note number one. The Medrash says that, first of all, don't even go. And as soon as he hears don't go, Bilam says, Imkein akalalim b'mikami. Okay, I won't go. I'll just curse them from right here. Long distance. We'll do it from here. Amalai Tzakir Zrofer says, Lo yisa'ar tzaham. You shall not curse the people. Bilam says, oh, well, in that case, I want a piece of the action. So, in Cain, Avorchei, I'll bless them. Which means, and then, I'll be the one on the winning side. And it'll be because of me, or at least it'll look that way. The Rechaim Mekadosh says that what he wants is to be able to convince others, I'm with Am Yisrael. I'm with them. And, you know, it's because of me that they vanquished their enemies. It's because of me that they have their bright future. Because of me. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, no. Don't bless them. Ki baruch. Don't give them your bracha. So don't go at all. Of course, then the story unfolds. He insists eventually, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, okay. And even when he goes, the bracha that he recites, the brachas that he enunciates, are literally with his mouth being moved by the Almighty. Whether it's a malach that speaks, and one man says, it's as if he had a bit put into his mouth, the way you would control the jaws of a beast of burden, of an animal. It didn't come from Bilam. So, the question now is, then why have him say anything at all? But more importantly, what's so terrible if he says the bracha? And maybe it can only help. What's so terrible if Bilam says the bracha? Because Broker says, no, I don't want you to. And then, even when he eventually is forced to say a bracha, it's not coming from within him. It's not his choice to say a bracha, it's on his choice of words or ideas. They're all literally put into his mouth. Yeah, it's just put into his mouth. What's so terrible if he gives a bracha? So let's see now the sentence. Lo yisa'arasam ki baruchu. You're not going to curse them, for they are people who are blessed. Dorshu chazal, she'amar,
That is, Bilam said, Im Kain, you don't want me to curse them, Abarchev, I'll bless them. V'hashivai, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu answers him, and Rashi quotes this, Lem v'dubshech, v'lem uktech, like a bee. Like a sting of a bee, the bee can also give delicious, sweet honey. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu says, the Jewish people want neither your honey nor your sting. Why not the honey? Honey is sweet. So he says, Ki b'nei Yisrael dveikim be'etzen habrach. This is an enormous idea. Jewish people are blessed. Baruch Hu. What does that mean? He explains it in much greater detail in Shnas Tafresh Nun Aleph. Every nation has a mazel. We, Jewish people, a mazel in Yisrael in Baruch. What does that mean? It means that there's a place in the universe that's predetermined for each nation to have its role to play and its place, and therefore it has a measure of importance such that there's this protection, there's this sense of a role and a sense of a malach, maybe, that has to protect this nation, whatever nation it is, because it has a place in Hashem's world. Ein mazel Yisrael. Not so for the Jewish people. In the case of the Jewish people, there's nothing that is predetermined with a place, and it's established in the beginning of time, and from then on, this is the role that this nation plays. It's dynamic. It's constant. The Kodesh Baruch Hu chose us and loves us, and we are inherently, therefore, the blessed people. Even if we are going through a time when these blessings are not apparent, and these blessings are not bringing out any seemingly good time or material good benefits, we are a blessed people. The entire nature of Am Yisrael is that we are blessed by our nature. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a relationship with us, and that we have, therefore, a permanence in this world, and a permanent relationship, permanent active relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's Ki Baruch Hu. That's Dveikim in his words here, in Tav Reish Samach, Dveikim Be'etzem HaBroch. They are identified with and connected to blessing itself. Because what is blessing? Blessing is when something extends itself and connects to something else and now shares with it and flows, emanating from one to the other. And that's what he means. Dveikim be'etzem avrocha means HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We are dveikim b'Hashem. By being dveikim b'Hashem, we are dveikim be'etzem habracha. Dveikus b'Hashem means we have a blessing that is our relationship, our bond with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's etzem bracha. Because what is HaKadosh Baruch Hu? The source of all good, which is what we say constantly, umpteen times a day. Baruch Atah Hashem. Baruch Atah Hashem doesn't mean we bless you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If we're giving or proffering something to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Atah Hashem means all good things come from you. Everything is stood up, everything is held up by you. What is that part of the body that it could bring you down? If you wish, you could kneel, or you could stand up and extend yourself. Which part of the body does that?
Knee.
The knee. What is called?
Berach.
The berach. Because the berach is that part of the body that stands you up or extends you up from the ground to the heaven. And stands you up and extends your body. Because it's the same shayrish, etymologically, it's the same idea as Baruch. We are Davik Be'etzem HaBrocha, which is Hashem Himself. And therefore, he says a fascinating idea about why God doesn't want Bilam's brachas, and why we, Am Yisrael, don't want Bilam to say anything, no brachas. Ve'ein orur medavek v'baruch. Everybody knows that Eliezer Eben Avram had a daughter, and he wanted very much. Well, you know, maybe I won't really succeed. I won't find, you know, the right girl for Yitzhak, and then, you know, mechutin, he says to Avram Avinu. Will be mechutonim. It'll work out so nicely. And Avraham Avinu is hinting to him, unfortunately, ein orer mizdabek v'baruch. You're from the descendants of Canaan. Canaan cursed by Noach. It's not going to work. This can shit it.
It's not from Manchester.
So here, Sfas Emes is saying that's what we are saying about Bilam. We don't want your brachas. And interestingly, we don't want your brachas because when you bless, and this is very important, when you bless, what do? You connect with somebody. And in a very intimate way. We don't want a connection with one who is orub, and you are orub. L'chein baratak ashbaruch b'shiyya l'bilam dveikis b'nei Yisrael. He doesn't want that there be a bond between Bilam and b'nei Yisrael. Whoever blesses Am Yisrael, Yesh le dveikus b'hem, has a bond with us. Interesting. When Yitzchak says he has to be fed by Esav, and if Esav brings to him what he enjoys, the matamim that he's asher ahev, then he'll be able to bless him. But look at the words that Esav uses. Excuse me, that Yitzchak uses. V'aseli matamim kasher lahavti, v'havili, v'ochel. Bring me what I desire to eat, what's tasty to me, and I'll eat that. Ba'avur tivarechecha nafshi. So that my nefesh will bless. Because a blessing isn't just words. A blessing is a person saying that my very spirit, the ruach in me, I give over to you. Every bit of that spiritual energy and deserve that I have, I give to you. I share with you. I inject and you shall imbibe of it so that you'll be blessed. That's what blessing is. Oh, so do we want that? Do we want that there should be in any of the nefesh of Klal Yisrael some place where we touch or have a relationship with the nefesh of Bilam? La'eros ha'chesh baruch hu shi'yir l'bilam dveikus b'nei Yisrael. Because mishim b'varich ha'isam yesh l'dveikus b'nei Yisrael. Ah, then you'll ask, but in the end he did. Bilam did say brachas. Ah, so therefore the Sasama says, that's why he really didn't. And they were just mechanically forced in the movements of his mouth by a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Rak ato, sherotzo l'kalolim, he wanted to curse the Neisa. V'nehepach l'bracha, sheloi b'ritzoinoi, therefore, la ha'yolai dvekis b'hem. Don't worry, there was no dvekis b'hem. V'lachayna, that's what a Kodesh Baruch Hu means when he says, loy so'or, you're not going to curse them with your blessings. Loisa'or ki baruch. Ki afilu habrocha shaloi. Kimich hi ba'etzem b'chinas oror. Lo yilud vekis b'hem. Fascinating thing. The reason that there's no vekis is because the words that he said were said against his will. His will was order to curse. Since his will was to curse, the fact that words of blessing came out of his mouth does not in any way damage the purity of the nefesh of Yisrael who hears Bilam living in a world in which Bilam says all kinds of nice things. It has no ill effect. And the reason it has no ill effect is because that's not what he wanted to say.
Rabbi, yeah. I don't understand.
How do we reconcile that with the fact that Chazal wanted to put that blessing into the Shema? The only reason he didn't,
he's
wasn't because of
the
curse.
Yeah. Okay.
I have another question. A connection between two people who talk him and who listen. I don't know what's in his mouth. I just see Michael is great. It means my connection with him will be fine. Maybe his connection with me would not be because he has something in his mouth. But me, who receivers, I don't know. Hashem talking, he talking, but I know from his mouth I'm much more great.
So, it's interesting
yes.
that this entire story is only known to us because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to know.
They didn't hear him.
No one heard him say a word.
Okay. It says, because if
no one heard him say a word. And we're going to get to the answer, therefore, to your issue. Is like so. Okay, so why is it that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does this and tells us, and then Chazal say, you know, we really should put this into Kriya Shema every day.
Was criticized for not saying amen to the brother from the Aaron's apartment.
Yeah, I mean, I think that at that point you don't have yet Yisrael. Yisrael is she's not Yisrael yet. She's not Yisrael yet. I mean, we have blessings that were given, and we actually repeat the brachos that were given to Rivka by Lovah.
Achusenu
Adhi Laufei Ravavah. And again, who exactly is Arur? Who is Arur? Lovin wasn't necessarily Arur. Those people are not Arur. Everyone has a specific din. It's not just we don't want the blessings from anyone. Someone who is Arur, remember, what was the Kayach of Bilam? That's what Aruch Haim HaKadosh tells us. Even though it says, Asher Tzevarech Mevairach, that's what it looked like. But really, the only power he had was to curse. He actually did not have the kayach to give blessings. Bilam did not have the ability to bless. So when someone does not have the ability to bless, you don't want his blessing. Because he is not just the one who is able to only curse. He is, that's the curse. Is there perhaps no worse and no greater curse than someone who can only curse? Someone who can only curse is the most cursed individual in the world. I submit that someone who can only curse and cannot do and accomplish and say and bless anything constructive but only to curse, no one is more cursed than he or she. That's Bilam. Let's continue. V'lachem k'siv gabi amayin umayavi. Torah says in Parshas Kisaitse, Layavi amayini umayavi v'kal Hashem, they're not to marry into the Jewish people. None of their men may marry our daughters. Because they didn't provide for us as we're traveling to Eretz Yisrael. That's where it should end. Those are the things they didn't provide for us. And worse, Moab went to have Bilam curse us. It doesn't stop there. Next pasuk. And about this klalav, the klala turned into bracha because Hashem loves you. Why is that mentioned? Why is that there? The point in the pasuk is why they can't marry into the Jewish people. Why tell me? He was cursing and HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't let him. Instead, it turned into a bracha because Hashem loves you. Says the Sfasemis, because the point of that is he is a makala. He is evil. And that's all he can do. And we don't want you to have anything to do with that. Ke'ilu is another reason why they can't marry into Klal Yisrael. Says the Sfas Emes,
ולכן כסיב גבי אמוני מיובי, לא יובי בקל, לפי שהם בחינת אורו. ואין אורו מזדבק בברוך, כי הרבך השם הוא לוקחה. ולכן, ואורו בשמר אל גולם, הכל טעם אלכה. It's all one explanation of why they may not marry into the Jewish people. Actually, it's as if the Sfasemis is suggesting that there's a third reason. Number one, like Kid Mask and Lechem of Amayim. Number two, Sfakar Alech of Bilam. And what's so terrible about the fact that they're enemies and they want Bilam to curse you? Because that means, and because Bilam was the essence of Kalala, that means that they cannot, should not have any relationship with you. They should not have any bond, any spiritual bond with you that would adulterate the purity of your nefrashos, of your souls, of your ruchnias. Therefore, layava bekahol, because ain orim zdavik bebarach.
Ruth was adulterated,
married into again. So that's no, because that's a different. The men, not the women.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's a different discussion. Why it applies to the men specifically? The men are the assertive roles. The men are the ones who are supposed to make the differences and do something in more actively as opposed to the women. Because Shebnei Yisrael Dvekim Hashem, Behem Vurachim Be'etem Knis Kaleel. Because Am Yisrael is Mevayrach, because we are Mizdavik Hashem. Not just Hashem blesses us. We are so much related to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in oneness with Him. M'meila, we're Baruch. That's what Baruch means for Klal Yisrael. Like you would say, Baruch Atah Hashem, we also are not just Mevorach, blessed by some outside source. We are with Hashem to the point that we are Dveikin Be'etzem HaBaruch. V'amru B'Gemara, Ratzu Chachamim L'Kvoya Parashat Baruch B'Kriyat Shema. Gemara says that Chachamim wanted to say, Am Yisrael should say this Parashat every day, in Kriyat Shema, every morning. Re'inyin hu, why? Re'inyin hu, Shetzarech Ish Yisrael Leida Ki hu meyuchad L'hayid Al Habayi Yisbarach. Every Yid has to know that because we are in a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so much so that we are Baruch and Mizdabik Be'etzim HaBracha, we are the ones therefore to celebrate how being Am Yisrael means we have Bracha because we are Mizdabik HaKadosh Baruch. The best way to be made on the goodness of Hashem is to tell over how he, Bilam, couldn't say a klala because we are so close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Etzem HaBracha. That's the answer to your question. It's a profound idea. The idea of saying Parshas Bilam, Parshas Baruch, and talking about Bilam's desire to give the klala which Hashem didn't allow, the whole point of that every day would be to express that we are Mizdabek Be'etzem HaBracha, that is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Etzem HaBracha, and we are made on that. Ve'inin hu shetzarech ish yisrael leida ki hu miyuchad l'ha'id al habayle yisbarach. To be made on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, on all of his tov, all of what he is, and he is tov with a capital test, he is the ultimate good, the source of all. He is Baruch Atah Hashem. Ki Mashiach Oisei Harosh Al Bnei Yisrael Shehem Yuchadim Elav V'Chol Adam Kulei Nivri B'Shvilav. That's our special role. And that's what Bilam meant when he says Ki Meiresh Surim Erenu. I see him from high places. What does Resh Surim Erenu mean? It means I see they are Reshis. Resh Surim means that when it says in the Torah, "Bereshis bara Elokim etz Hashemayim v'etz Haaretz," like Rashi tells us, "Bishvil Yisrael shenikru Reishis," Bilam said, "You know, you want me to curse these people? The whole world only exists because and for the development of and the eventual birth of this nation. A whole world was created such that, and for the purpose of the emergence of this people. And you want me to curse them? Don't get spot. The existence of the world is so that they would come from Mitzrayim and emerge as a nation. That's Kimerosh Tzurim. So when you say this in the morning, you realize, whoa, it's not just Hashem loves us. Hashem loves us, and we connect with Him with the highest possible purpose that any nation could have. He goes on to say that this is, of course, part of our destiny. He goes on to say that on the pasuk Ishkel v'yachazev means that there's a permanence, just like a Kodesh Baruch Hu is Hoya Hoyve v'yihye, Am Yisrael, like a Kodesh Baruch Hu, is Hoya and Hoyve v'yihye, so to speak. There's a Makar where we come from, and there's the period that we're in, and then there's the future of Am Yisrael. And it's a future of Nitzchias, of eternity. We are an eternal people, like a Kodesh Baruch Hu is an eternal entity, we are eternal. And that is because, like he began, we are misdabek v'baruch. We are one with the very source of bracha himself. And that's the meaning of when Bilam says it, loy ishkel v'yachazeh. What is something that is something with machazeh? It doesn't just mean not true. It means that it doesn't last. Like mayim that are on the haris hamachazim, the Gemara, the Mishnah in Parah, why you have to take water from the mechatos, for the parazuma has to be taken from water that always flows. It has to be from a spring that's eternal. Right? So mechazim doesn't just mean false. Mechazim means something that stops. Mechazim means something that isn't forever. I'm sure it's forever, like a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And this is part of what it is that we should appreciate about who we are, and that therefore Kodesh Baruch Hu says we are the people of Bracha because we are so much bound up with Him who is Bracha. So of course the one who cursed couldn't even give a Bracha because his Bracha is not a Bracha, and we are by nature Bracha.